This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
And again, we have with us Tracy Black as our special guest. And Tracy is part of the Elder Abuse Prevention Program at Safe Place. And welcome to our program, Tracy.
Nice to be here.
We want to talk a little bit about elder abuse this week, and we have a new program this year at Safe Place. It was funded by some stimulus money that came to us in the form of a grant, and it's specifically to address the problem of elder abuse. And tell us a little bit, Tracy, about why we have a special program for elder abuse versus just other kinds of abuse that we deal with at Safe Place.
Well, elder abuse encompasses more than just domestic violence, although domestic violence can be a part of elder abuse, one form of elder abuse. But elder abuse includes financial exploitation. It includes emotional and verbal abuse. It includes neglect. It also includes self-neglect, along with domestic violence.
Now, quite frequently today we're seeing younger people either not leaving the nest or, in the case of elder abuse, coming back in and living with an elderly person, maybe mama or grandma. And so give us a couple of quick examples about how they can abuse somebody other than just physical abuse.
Well, there is the financial exploitation, using that senior person's Social Security pension money. It can also include drug abuse. They're there to steal their drugs that they get that they naturally need to survive, but they're misusing those. And also, there's a neglect. Young people moving back in with grandma, they've got their own lives, and oftentimes it's not for any vengeful reason or because they're bad people, but because they're very busy in their own lives and they don't have time to take care of the needs of an elderly person.
Now, in the absence of abuse, I mean, it could be a good thing that a younger person is moving in with an elderly person who may have some physical problems and whatnot. A younger person can be of benefit to an older person.
Absolutely. And in these situations, one of the most prevalent problems, yet it is one of the most easily resolved problems, is overburdened caregivers. It's very stressful to take care of a sick elderly person. And so that's one of the problems that our program is designed to alleviate, is to take a little bit of stress off of these caregivers, give them a little bit of help so they can take that breather time out and have a little more patience and, you know, feel a little more lovingly because they're not stressed out over everything.
Now, this week we have a June 15th, which is the kind of a recognition or awareness day for elder abuse that's being, it's not just here locally, it's all over the country and actually all over the world, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it's called World Elder Abuse Awareness Day, June 15th, and it is a time where everyone stops to become aware and recognize that elder abuse happens. It is the most underreported crime of all. And in fact, in North Carolina, Governor Perdue has declared the time between Mother's Day and Father's Day as a month to become aware of domestic or of elder abuse.
Well, we're going to talk more about this next week, but also there's a couple of special programs this week. There's a law enforcement training on June 15th and 16th of this week.
Yes, John Guard is the foremost trainer in the nation, authority on proper responses of law enforcement for domestic violence. He's coming to Yancey County to train law enforcement.
And on the 17th, there's a adult protective services training.
Yes, we have Nancy Warren from Raleigh coming. She's the head of adult protective services, and she's all basically in a half a day going to tell us about what Adult Protective Services does.
And we'll give you more information about that. Give them our Safe Place hotline number in case they want to call and get more information about when and where and so forth.
Our number at Mitchell County Safe Place is 765-4044.
And in Yancey County?
Our number is 682-0056.
We want to thank everyone for listening. And remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who?
It begins with me and you.